Max the Detective by Tony Bradman. Illustrated by John Stewart. In this story, Max, Tiger, Mr. Foster the caretaker, Mrs. Mills the head teacher. One morning before school, Max and Tiger were in the playground. "Want to play football?" asked Tiger.
"No, thanks. I'm reading my book,"
said Max. Max's book was about a detective.
"I want to be a detective when I grow up,"
said Max. Just then, Max heard a loud splash. Tiger's football had landed in a big puddle. That was odd. It had not rained for days. At lunchtime, Max went to wash his hands. That was odd. There was only a dribble of water in the taps. Mrs. Mills rushed by as Max walked to the playground. "There is a flood in the staff room," she said. "I must find Mr. Foster."
"A flood?"
said Max.
"Where has the water come from?"
He went out into the playground. The puddle was getting bigger and bigger. There was no water in some places and too much in others. What was going on? Maybe if Max was small, he could find out. He pushed the button on his watch. 1, 2, 3. Now Max was small, he could see a crack in the wall near the drain. He squeezed through it. Max went into the crack and walked along in the dark. There was lots of water on the ground. He walked along the tunnel. Then he went round a corner and saw the problem. There was a hole in the water pipe. Water was leaking out. That was why there was a puddle in the playground. It was why there was no water in the tap.
"What a waste of water,"
Max said. If the pipe was fixed, all the other problems would be solved. How could Max fix it? He looked around him. There was nothing he could do, unless... Max took something from his bag. He had a plan. Max put his plan into action. He put a sticking plaster over the hole. The water stopped leaking.
"Problem solved,"
he said. Max walked back to the playground. He pushed the button on his watch. 1, 2, 3. Just then, Max bumped into Mr. Foster.
"The taps are not working. There is a flood and now this puddle,"
said Mr. Foster.
"I must try and solve the problem."
Max the detective said nothing. He was looking forward to solving his next case. Later that day...
"The taps are working."
"The flood has stopped." "The puddle has gone."